Blog Talk Radio.
Toxins are all around us, in our environment, the air we breathe, the food we eat. Just about everything seems toxic nowadays, but there are also solutions. You're listening to Sweet Remedy Radio. Empowering you with both the knowledge of what to avoid, as well as often offering unusual solutions and alternatives, as we bring you fascinating and expert guests. And now your host, the acclaimed filmmaker of Sweet Misery and Sweet Remedy, Corey Brackett.
Hello and welcome to Sweet Remedy Radio, empowering through knowledge on the Health and Harmony Radio Network. I'm your host, Corey Brackett, and thank you so much for joining me tonight. I want to remind you that here on Sweet Remedy Radio, our goal is to inform, not prescribe. We want to fortify you with knowledge, research, and opinions from a wide variety of authors, experts, and other wise folks so that you can partner with your healthcare and wellness providers to make informed, intelligent decisions about your health and life. Again, our aim is to inform, not prescribe, to help you to take charge and make your own decisions and to think for yourself. Well, I'd like to give a big welcome to my guest tonight. He represents a collaboration of over 5,000 private scientists and researchers that are taking the latest understanding in quantum and hyperphysics and developing the knowledge into useful and viable alternatives for sustainability of the environment and preservation of life for all life forms. His products are Bionade and ZoHeal, and he has a documentary expected to be released this year, The Water and the Holographic Universe. I'd like to give a huge welcome to Burke Elder Hale III to the show. Hi, Elder. Thanks for being on Sweet Remedy Radio tonight.
Hey, Corey. It's a pleasure to be on the broadcast with you tonight. Thank you so much for the invite.
Well, thank you so much. I'm glad to be talking with you, you know, especially today. I've been, you know, since the level 6 pandemic was declared by the WHO for the swine flu influenza H1N5, I've been taking a look at what a variety of news reports are saying. Some of them are more underground and a different viewpoint, and some of them are mainstream. And I have to tell you that I think it's easy for people to get all caught up in the hype about swine flu or H1N5. But, Elder, you've made quite a bold challenge to the manufacturers of vaccines. What is the challenge, and why did you make it?
Well, initially, I got really aggravated last year. I saw a broadcast on television, and it had to do with the vaccines that were being forced on children in the schools in the state of New Jersey. And the broadcast came on and made the mothers look like they were incompetent and a risk to society, them and their children, because they did not want to take the vaccines or have their children inoculated with these vaccines for fear of the side effects that have been becoming more reported.
Well, it's obvious that, you know, anyone who fears for their child's safety because of adverse side effects being reported has to be a nutcase, don't you think?
Well, I think that's mild. you know, it's pretty mild. And now we've got the WHO flu. We're trying to figure out what to call it. You know, there's really, you know, what it really is unnatural. We all know that much. So I saw this the other day. They called it the WHO flu, WHO being the ones, the organization that has declared this pandemic. Declared fear is imminent. So anyway, the nature of the reward and was to respond to this thing that just had aggravated me so much after seeing that, that there has to be some way to psychologically respond. And I decided, well, people understand money. They understand putting your money where your mouth is. And so I decided to put my money where my mouth is, and I offered a $1 million reward to all the vaccine proponents, drug proponents out there that support vaccines, and just say, okay, if this stuff you've got is so safe and effective, or let's put it this way, if it's more safe and effective, or that Bionade and ZoHeal is less safe and effective, then register for this reward. It's for $1 million, and come and get it. And as at this point, it'll be almost a year, right about August, that this has been out all over the internet. News releases have gone out, emails, everything to all the major news networks, newspapers, and no one has stepped up to the plate to meet the challenge. And that says a lot.
It There's does.
And the $1 million is just a million reasons to understand that something is definitely wrong, and that really there's probably a whole lot of fear behind this, and we need to diffuse the fear factor. And that's what I'm basically wanting to do with educational information, with alternative technologies, some of which is in the ingredients of the product, is being used by NASA. And this is not being disclosed to the public by the news media, that they're doing things up there on the International Space Station right now to create water for the astronauts. Now, they can't go to the well. There's no long hose going up there from the Earth. So they have to conserve their resources and water. And they recycle everything, even the moisture in the air that they breathe, goes into the system that eventually gets to a covalent catalytic reactor. This is what's used to make the Bionade. So, or part of, or an ingredient in Bionade. So why, the big question is why? So the idea of, has different parts to it. The reason for the reward is basically understood by everyone out there, but it also acts as an educational means of asking a question. If this stuff is better, if it is so safe and effective, why not take Elder up on the offer? And since they haven't, I think it's pretty obvious to everyone that what is going on with Bionade and ZoHeal, these excellent products that I've worked with others, like I say, I cannot take responsibility for all of it. There are other people involved in the projects that have come about in this coming to a head, and then me putting it together basically into a product and adding my technology and other technologies of my associates. So it's clear that they know about this. They know what's in it. They know NASA is using it, and it's for real. And they know better than to take me up on this reward.
Is there any risk involved if they take you up on that challenge?
Yeah, there's a serious risk. They'll have to pay me $1 million in gold if they if they can't prove it. So that's a little bit of a deterrent too, I imagine. But it's a two-way street. But I put it out there, and basically the idea is to say that there are alternatives out there. We're not claiming that Bionade or ZoHeal cures or mitigates disease or medical conditions. We're not making any claims whatsoever regarding that. What we try to tell people that a lot of that concept in disease and cure and all of that having to do with drugs, etc., is erroneous thinking to begin with. What we're trying to tell people and what we are saying absolutely and equivocally without a doubt and exclusively is that the body can take care of itself. It's divinely created, and it can take care of itself and heal itself and become a very unhospitable host for these microorganisms if given the proper nutritional supplementation, and you got the other components of your own lifestyle. The main thing that's in the Bionade that's doing what it's doing is a trioxide. It's covalently bonded with trace minerals. Silver is not the big deal. It's just one of the trace minerals in it. And it's part of the ultra-purification process that makes bionade, just like they're ultra-purifying the water on the spacecraft. So it is the oxygen, and it's so tiny. You know what hydrogen, everybody knows what hydrogen peroxide does. Well, this is like hydrogen peroxide in a way, but the particle is extremely tiny. It's so tiny, this particle, that it won't show up on your usual assays. It's that tiny. And it penetrates the cell. It goes through the cell, aquaporin, gets into the cell, penetrates the blood and brain barrier, gets into the head, gets everywhere into the body, and it works. There's so much documentation about it and the ingredients in it for almost two decades. And we continue to get good reports. Our reports from Africa, from our donation, me and my associates last year donated $50,000 worth to Uganda. Well, 100% success in the issues that they were challenged with, and we know what's going on over there. So I'm very happy to be able to be the messenger and share this knowledge with other people and then put it into something that we don't have to worry about it. What we have is natural immunization. Okay, medical immunization has, consistently proven to be very hazardous. Sometimes, it has, maybe, I don't know. I don't see any documentation that really proves it to me. It may have saved some lives, but for all intents and purposes, what it's done is it's poisoned people, and it caused the pandemic that we went through earlier in the last century. So that's pretty much
the,
in,
the
it,
19,
in a nutshell.
The 1976 one?
The 1918 one. Exactly. And that including processed foods in the diet, and the immune systems were being broken down by processed foods, was highly responsible for breaking down the immune system, and then when this poison is put in. And here's another thing I would really want to emphasize, Corey, if I may.
Yes.
When they're going to be coming out with three vaccines, very soon. They're telling us about this, and we've reported it on freewaves.tv. If I can plug freewaves.tv as far as for people can see some of these movies that we've put up, like the one that talks about the government official. When people take, let's say they're free of any of these pathogens in their body, and the only way they know that they're free is they're tested, and if there's any antibodies showing up in the body, then they know that for a particular virus, then they know that you have it or have been in contact with it. So if you're free of those antibodies and you don't have it, and you go get a vaccine, it's going to produce those antibodies. Then when you're screened, and if they force screening, and then you go get screened for it, and you've had these vaccines, guess what? It's going to show up, and you are going to be a candidate for quarantine.
Yeah, that was one thing, that I noticed in some of what I've been looking at recently is that Iowa, in what they were talking about and what their plans were, was possible forced quarantine, but not a choice between vaccination and a quarantine.
In other words, self-imposed or imposed quarantine. In other words, you have to stay away from everybody else that's not vaccinated.
Right.
Yeah. I think they're going to make the schools into vaccine clinics this coming year, too. They're going to work on the children. They're going to try to force the children. They're already doing that in the U.K., they're going to make the issue very, very sticky and aggravating by trying to force the children to be the ones to get vaccinated.
Well, yes. I read an article in today's Windsor Star that ran an article about a Canadian campaign to vaccinate its population. And it said that they were going to look, as part of their campaign, to vaccinate youth up to at least 40 years old. I think it might have been from 9 to 40, but I can't remember exactly the youthful break-off point. I'm 41 years old, so 40 was like, whew, I just made it. But I don't live in Canada either. But they were talking about looking to try to get that hard-to-reach 18 to 30-year-old group. That's how they put it in the article. And they were talking, some official of some Canadian something or other, was talking about actually putting the campaign of installing vaccination clinics and literature and information outside of bars. And that's how they thought they were going to reach people.
Well, I guess they know that, you know, that's what a lot of people are turning to, you know, is, you know, live it up, you know, and get past the stress. People are dealing with the stress of it all. And they, in the fear factor, they just keep, you know, instilling fear 24/7 on the news. And this pandemic was nothing more, the declaration by WHO was nothing more than to stir up fear, to sell or to release money from the government. When they went to that level, the top level of declaring, you know, the phase 6 pandemic for the WHO flu, that was basically to release money in the government to the pharmaceutical industry to provide these vaccines to the public or to the governments. I don't know, it's a big money-making thing to me, and it's also, there's a lot more to it. It, you know, it kind of gets sort of sinister-sounding in the fear thing about it, but main thing we want to do is say, hey, there's nothing to be afraid of. Don't buy into the fear. Don't buy into your neighbor's fear and this idea that if you don't take a vaccine, you're a risk to your neighbors, because that's a lie. If they are so okay by taking the vaccine, then you shouldn't be any problem for them, right?
Well, our knowledge in society of our independent sovereignty as individuals, and we think somehow that we have to be collectively responsible for our brother's well-being and welfare because we're all too much into the 500-year forward thinking film Idiocracy that came out a few years ago, where the population had gotten dumber and dumber and dumber as time went on, to the point that they were watering their lawns with an electrolyte type drink like Gatorade, thinking they would make the plants grow.
Mm-hmm. And it's, you know, it's kind of like movies that we've seen come out, like Ultraviolet. You know, it talks about, you know, similar things where they're, you know, they're dealing with, you know, people changing, and you've got to avoid them, that sort of thing. You know, it has to do with, you know, being contaminated. We're all contaminated, or you're going to be contaminated, or you're possibly contaminated if you don't get your shot or be a part of this. But when WHO declared this thing, there was a release or a response from the United States government. And there's an announcement that's made on one of the videos on the website that I mentioned earlier. And in this announcement, the lady says at the end of it, tells us that the government does not know what is going to happen over the summer or when flu season starts up in America. Then she goes on to state, quote, H1N1 and the flu season will start in the fall, end quote. So the big question is, how do they know that it will start in the fall?
That's incredible. You know, yeah. I was looking at the statistics of the deaths reported in the CDC, and it was rather quiet and hard to find, you know, this information. You'd think it'd be in all the news reports, you know, following, if there is so much fear and everything, they'd want to keep track of everything, but it's all kind of quieted down as far as the truth goes, but there's still, you know, some hype out there. But a friend of mine told me, and this is an example of the hype, a friend of mine told me that she had heard that there were 4,000 deaths because of swine flu in the U.S. And it was so astounding to me, because that was what made me look up the statistics. I'm like, it can't be that much. Wow, that's amazing. So I looked it up, and as of June 19th, there were over 17,000 cases of H1N1 in this country, but, Elder, there were 44 deaths.
Oh, then that's
it was like my friend had like experienced some bizarre telephone game, you know, like what we did it's children saying, you know, I want to eat some spaghetti, and we end up with I'm going to fly to Taiwan.
Uh-huh.
At the end of the circle.
Yeah, I've had some people report getting calls, you know, if a pandemic was declared, would you go in and get vaccinated? Questions, really creepy questions like that, so they're kind of filling it out. But to answer that question, how do they know that it will start? Because this lady in the government, on the video, on the government website, says H1N1 and the flu season will start in the fall. Well,
now
how do they know H1N1?
In the fall.
Yeah, how do they know? Pardon?
No, I'm thinking that like how they bulk pneumonia with flu, and that's how they end up saying that there's so many deaths per year, because most of them were pneumonia, but they, you know, bulk them together. So, you know, there's no there's truth and statistics, as I think it was Mark Twain said.
Well, what's so odd is that they're stated in this, you know, announcement that they bothered to go out to state that this decision, you know, what they're going to do with the campaign for inoculations and everything, immunization campaign, it's going to be determined upon what the science determines, and then, you know, whether or not the government will start an immunization campaign. But the fact that she says H1N1 will start in the fall, the only reason why that she could be so sure about that is that they're going to start inoculating everyone with it in the fall. Or they're going to try to inoculate everyone with it. So when you are inoculated or vaccinated with these, I think there are going to be three of them. One's going to be called a booster. When you get shot up with that poison, you will have H1N1 in your body. And then that's when I think it's going to be very, very, very serious for a lot of people. Not now. They're just building up to that. It's all being staged. But again, that's fear, and they're building people up to fear to get inoculated.
Well, that's a good point, Elder. You know, it's you have to look at history, I think, and it kind, you know, I mean, not you, but personally, but you in general, have to look at history. And once you do, as a populace, you realize, you take a step back and you realize, oh, wow, this has happened before. You know, that's why I mentioned the 1976 swine flu pandemic, quote unquote, that happened.
Right.
And that was when, you know, the government and everybody rallied together and they were going to have this huge campaign to get everyone in the country vaccinated.
Right.
Same thing. And a lot of people did get vaccinated. But, you know, there were 4,000 adverse effects reported for that vaccine in 1976. And those are the ones, and those are only the ones who claimed damages from the federal government. And once again, we're talking about a widespread vaccination campaign before safety is ascertained.
Right, exactly. And, you know, how do they make a vaccine before, you know, this stuff is supposed to be even existing? All right, that's another big question. You know, it's like, okay, this WHO flu thing is all manufactured. The whole thing is manufactured. And so with that in mind, we know we can be better prepared. We can think for ourselves and understand better what is really going on, what's behind all of this fear, mongering, going on with this declaration by WHO. And to help, what we want to do to help with alleviating that fear, along with, you know, giving information out about it. One of the things about ZealHeal, which is not a new thing as far as some of the main ingredients in the formulation, we've just taken it with our technologies and made it so much more potent and effective in penetration of the cells and various things, is that it will go in and remove these residues of several different things that gets into our body through the environment. And among those things it will remove is the vaccine toxic residues. So that's another thing we're trying to educate the people about with this product that has research on the ingredients. It's over 50 years old. They've known about it for such a long time. So that's another thing. Plus, you know, what Bionade, what they're using, what NASA's using to keep their astronauts' immune system totally safe and sound is an ingredient in the Bionade. So we know we have that as well as far as building up the body's natural immunity. It's, you know, the natural immunization that we want to focus on. And that there's, you know, no need to be afraid or worried. Now, what's concerning me, and it's very disconcerting for a lot of us, is why aren't they telling us about these alternatives? Why aren't they telling us what's on being used on the International Space Station by NASA, this technology that's being employed here on the Earth, that has been documented in clinical studies, one after another, all over the world? Why aren't they telling us about it? And only on the news you hear about one alternative, only on in pandemic preparedness documentation in every state of the United States, all you hear about is vaccines and drugs. It's because they want to force you into this trough like cattle. And they're going after everyone that says anything about H1N1 and natural supplementation. So that's why we are just simply asking the question. We're not making any claims for these products that it will eliminate H1N1 or any other flu or any other disease whatsoever. That's why we say it is just simply nutrition that supplements the body, and the body takes care of itself. And
that's a good point.
Go ahead. Yeah.
We got a question in the chat room. Zuni asked, where does this swine flu come from?
Well, the swine flu, we're going to try to define, I guess, what swine flu is, which is it's kind of hard for me, but we do know that there is an illness that has to do with swine, and it's an infectious microorganism that comes from swine, just like there's infectious microorganisms that come from birds. And there's infectious microorganisms that mutate and come from people. Now, all three that are unhealthy, that do not get the proper diet, and when they're exposed to everything else in the environment, their immune system simply can't handle it because they don't have they're not eating or drinking like they should. So they become susceptible. Their immune system breaks down. And so they become susceptible to these things.
Yes, I've noticed that since I've changed my diet, I haven't had a cold or the flu in, around 6 years. I've been really blessed. But I think, you know, that we don't have to automatically assume that, oh, I'm going to get sick and be having the sniffles and be miserable for 3 days or a week every three times a year and be into bed, because, you know, that's just the way it happens. I think there are things that we can do, like you had said, to boost our immunities, to help us.
Absolutely. You know, I've got a cousin that he just never gets sick from anything. I mean, he's just got a super immune system. And, you know, now I'm that way. I get around people all the time that are sneezing and got colds and got flu, all of these different things. I am never affected by it because of my diet, the way I live, the way I think. All of these things, your lifestyle has all to do with everything. And then, the supplementation that I take because of what I know I'm not going to be able to get out of the tap, and I'm not going to be able to get out of the air, and most anything else that's available for eating and drinking. So I have to do something that replaces what used to be naturally occurring and pristine in our environment. And then you add to the fact that in the water, which is, that's my favorite subject. I've been into water research for many, many years, and a lot of my associates, and that is the key thing right now. It's the big discussion of water. And we're learning so much more all the time, and we're taking water to new levels all the time. Now, this is just one level we're taking in dealing with health. Water today, from most of the taps all over the world, particularly in the United States and industrialized countries, is full of poisons, pharmaceuticals. Companies are
drugs, birth control pills.
Yeah, you're drinking that, and people are drinking this stuff from the tap because the water systems cannot remove it. So they're drinking it. So they're getting drugs. They're taking antidepressants, birth control, all this stuff. It's going into the water, and they're drinking it, and they're feeling the results of what it's doing to their system, and they're feeling anxious and nervous, and it's contributing to a whole lot of things. So they wind up going to the doctor and getting more antidepressants. They take these things, it goes through their body, gets flushed down, goes into the water table, right back out into the taps in the cities all over the place. But going back to what's so exciting is that with the quantum hyperphysics and technologies that people are doing, and that's one of the things that I love about Phoenix Voyage, the folks there, that they are pulling all these people together and the brilliant minds and rolling it out so that we learn more. And one of the things that we're learning recently about water is that there's water, and this is what I've been wanting to do with water too. We're still in the process of doing this, but water, they will actually raise your consciousness. It will affect your mind. It will affect the pineal gland. It has water. It's like a little pine cone, sitting there in the little brain, and it's got water. And my belief has always been that water is the interface for consciousness. That's where the rubber hits the road in the physical body. There's things going on outside the body in the etheric morphic energy field that's always going on too. But where the rubber hits the road, where these energies, the fractal energies all around us, where it hits us, where it affects us, is in the water. So the quality of the water in our body makes all the difference in the world. And very shortly we're going to be talking about water that will actually help to raise your consciousness. Now what we got right now with the products that we have that are out there now, like what I've got, is water that is helping to raise consciousness by removing the stuff out of your brain
that's not supposed to be in there. if you think about it, Elder, I think it's one of those silent epidemics we don't talk about. And we all think in our own minds and in our own brains. So many of us, and I remember I used to be this way myself, so many of us are feeling sluggish and having difficulty thinking and not being able to communicate and articulate and say what they're thinking. And
yes,
they just kind of trudge through their days without any energy at all. And they often think, it's so subtle that they think, oh, well, it's just me. I'm just unlucky. I have bad genes. Or, they put the blame on something else externally that they do not have to take responsibility for.
Right.
And I'm not saying it's anybody's fault, it's except for the fact that we're not informed and we're not, able to take charge of our own health care and lives so that we can choose to be sluggish and not being able to think, or we can choose to be vibrant and healthy and feel like we're alive again that a lot of us haven't been able to experience since the 1970s.
Excellent point, Corey. You know, Dr. Molden, who has some really interesting technology he's been, you know, getting around and working out of Canada, he's proven what vaccines have done in destroying parts of the brain and the nervous system and the adverse effects of the adjuvants. It's just not mercury. I mean, if they took the mercury out, there's still so much junk in there. So even if they remove the mercury, there's still so much junk in there. So he has proven without any doubt whatsoever that this has been directly the cause of autism, which now we're getting back again of what's going on in the brain. And I wished I could say a whole lot about the good news with things that have come about with research that we've been doing about that. But I just, you know, we don't have the freedom to speak about it. But all I can say is there's
very difficult in this climate to speak about anything other than, yay, vaccines! We've got to all get our vaccines.
Indeed.
But there are alternatives.
Yes, there are alternatives, but we just can't say what we want to say in regards. Because when we use the word that, you know, they've patented a new word, and so if you say anything about that patented word that describes a quote unquote dis-ease, and I think the word disease comes from dis-ease. That's, you know, a lot of people have pointed this out long before I did. You know, so we can't say anything about it. And we can't say any health benefits from any of these natural. They want to say that you can't say that, you can't prove that. And so, you know, they're tightening down the screws more and more on people. So while I would like to be able to report some good things regarding what's going on with ZoHeal, I really, really can't. All I can say is what it does. It has the zeolite, but it's not processed, you know, like a lot of zeolites or some zeolites are processed with chemicals. This is a pure process that cleans it out. There's a basic formula that has been put together that has this zeolite in it. It has the folic acid in it. It has trace minerals and monatomic elements in it. It's ozonated. It's a basic formula that's being used in a few products that are out there on the market. What we have basically done is we've taken that and we've improved upon it with our proprietary technologies that makes it penetrate the body more effectively. And that's, you know, that's what we've done with ZoHeal. That's what we've done with Bionade. You know, there's already been this particle out there on the market in other products. We've just taken it and we've added technology like the geometric photon laser. And I know people say, well, laser's going to have a photon in it. Well, the reason why we focus on it and say photon is because we are addressing the photon as opposed to different things that could be addressed, you know, having to do with like magnetics, magnetism, and frequencies, other frequencies, or other variables like gravity, different things that are variables. When you change one of those variables, the rest of them change. So we're working with the photon with this laser. And what it does, it puts a time reverse spin on it, and it shrinks the molecule down to a very, very tiny size. If we shrank it down anymore, you wouldn't be able to drink it. You'd have to breathe it. So, and this is proven, for those that are skeptical out there, it's been proven with absorption testing. That's how you know. One of the top quantum biochemists in the world that's working with us, who has years of research with technologies using dark field microscopy with multispectrum, is able to see what's going on, and he sees Bionade penetrating. He sees ZoHeal going and actually chelating and clathrating these elements in the body. I mean, he called me up one night after I sent him the product to look at, the ZoHeal particularly, and he said, do you know what you have here? I said, well, yeah. well, do you know what you have? Do you really know? I said, well, I think I do. What do we got? tell me what we got. He said, you probably got one of the most advanced, most important, most incredible, most important products in the world. And I'm like, wow, that's great. That's great. Oh, me and my friends are going to be very happy to hear about that. So that's ZealHeal. You know, and then he said the same thing about Bionaid, but he was very impressed with what he saw under the microscope. But he was, you know, the new thing, you know, that got his attention was the ZealHeal, because one of the things we want to do and we've been looking for is real deep tissue cleansing. We want to be able to get in there and get stuff out that's really dug in the cellular level, everywhere in the body. And that's what that stuff does. It digs in deep and gets it out, and it puts it in the little zeolite cage, and then the other constituents puts a coating around that. And then it is nothing, once it gets in the little cage, can get out. And it's safely transported through the body and out. Where, you know, if you just use zeolite by itself, it's roaming around in there, and it might be able to get out of a little cage. So we've eliminated all of the negatives regarding just taking liquid zeolites by themselves.
And well, I've got a question. Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead, Elder.
Oh, no, no. Please do. I get on a roll here.
I just wanted to ask you a question. From your perspective, if they were to institute mandatory vaccination program, which, you know, I think that the campaign, looking the way it's looking now, the campaign will be very heavy, but I'm not very certain on the mandatory aspect of it. I think that there are a lot of people whose outcry has been very loud, which will help prevent that from happening, hopefully. But let's say, suppose that they do institute that, and you, Elder, are being called upon, your number 2237452 in your state, and you need to go and report to the vaccination clinic and get your vaccine. Would you yourself take either ZioHeal or Bionaid?
Well, if they're able to, you know, if they're able to subdue me, and you know, and get enough guys in there, you know, to hold me down and strap me down until I have to take one, I will probably know beforehand, and I will have already put plenty of Bionaid and ZealHeal in my body, so that whatever they put in there, it just isn't going to be in there long at all. And then when I get up, I'm going to go do some more Bionaid and ZealHeal to make sure that it gets out of my body. And, you know, there's not going to be any problems. That's
so
what I'm
going to do. Both of those can potentially be good, you think,
in that type of
scenario.
Oh, yeah. That's absolutely a fact. There's no doubt about it. That's, you know, that's why I'm saying this eliminates the fear factor. You know, that's why I've got so much confidence to be able to say, you know, here's a million reasons for you out there, folks, to say, you know, with $1 million reward, here's a million reasons I'm telling all the vaccine drug proponents or those on fence, there's no need to worry. There's no need to fear because, you know, this stuff, you can prepare yourself. I mean, in the documentation, it tells us at these pandemic sites on the internet, at the government sites, it's up to us. We have to take responsibility. So I'm taking my responsibility individually by doing this, by making sure I've got something that I know is the best that I've ever been able to find, and we put it together. This is not to say that there's not other good products. And, you know, God bless all you folks out there that are trying to put together something. You know, it's because all of you folks out there are trying to do something that's people will be helped. I just firmly believe, and it's my opinion because of the research we've done and the fine people we're working with, that we've taken the best of the best and made it better. And so I know that without any doubt, with confidence, that this is viable. And my confidence is expressed to the people by these 1 million reasons to say that this is something that you can trust in to deal with natural immunization for your body. And so we have to have some natural immunization probably coming up this fall. Especially for the children, the innocent children out there, that just really upsets me really, really bad because, you know, I'm a type of person that I don't, you know, want to take any aggressive action unless I have to. But when I see the innocence of children being attacked like this, this just, you know, the righteous indignation rises up in me. And so I encourage parents, people listening to this broadcast tonight, and will listen to the archived version later on, please look into it. Do something. I'm not saying go for buying in. Do whatever you can to take personal responsibility. Educate yourself and realize that these things, that this propaganda that's coming out on the news, and it's going to be really heavy as the fall comes. You know, we don't have fall anymore. We have flu season. You know, that's another part of the psychological indoctrination and conditioning that goes on.
We're not allowing our children to play ball in the yard with the leaves falling down in the fall,
right,
and have fun getting ready for school and getting new school clothes. Scaring them.
Right. All this fun stuff you could be thinking about. They want to, you know, condition us with the fear factor. And it's, you know, this is just one of them. But this is one of the critical ones and a major nexus, I believe, in manipulation and control of the masses, I believe. Because, you know, everybody can figure out that this, you know, if they've done their homework, this H1N1, this new flu, this new 2009 flu, whatever they want to call it, the WHO flu, this thing is not natural. They have played around with something that they are not supposed to play with. And they have already developed last year millions and millions of vaccines, knowing that this was coming before we had the big announcements earlier this year. That, oh, hey, there's this new stuff going out. There's this new H1N1. I mean, here's another thing. Anybody that's had a vaccine in the last 10 years, they've got HIV. We've got
AIDS or HIV?
There's a difference. HIV is the virus. AIDS is a description of symptomologies that includes as a result of malnutrition, lifestyle, intimate activities, dehydration, various other factors that have broken down the immune system. So this little HIV guy can mutate and cause problems. People are running around all over the place with HIV, and they have not one symptom of AIDS.
There was that documentary, The Other Side of AIDS, that came out a few years ago with the woman who was HIV positive, but she didn't exhibit the signs of AIDS.
Right, right. And so, I mean, with the documentation we've got on the ingredients that have been done by others on the ingredients that's in Bionaid, it's completely wiped out that virus. The research is on the website. They did it in Belize a few years ago. Wiped that out with everyone that reported to the clinic, and even the mothers that were HIV positive and bearing children, their children were born HIV free. So No fear. Forget the fear. Let's have fun. Let's
play.
Well,
that's what I like about you, elders, that you're thinking outside of the box that so many of us are constrained to look inside of, and that's it. I have a question for you from our chat room again.
Okay.
And I don't know if you want to answer this because it's a little bit off the topic that we're talking with you about tonight, but I can answer this too with some thoughts. Are there any particular foods to help or avoid protection?
Absolutely. There's all kinds of foods out there that will help. It has to be, for pretty much free of, a lot of the stuff that we're getting from some places, the GMOs and a lot of this hybrid stuff is really, really
not good. You're
talking
about unprocessed and organic.
But yeah, garlic.
That's
oregano.
A good one that I wouldn't have mentioned.
Oregano, garlic. That's just two right off the top of my head. Tea tree oils. There's essential oils. But basic dietary. I said looking whether there's food. Absolutely, mushrooms. Mushrooms.
Very powerful.
What's in mushrooms a lot of in mushrooms, and one of their color is silver.
Interesting. I didn't know that.
Silver. So if you're not getting enough silver in your diet, eat some good mushrooms. There's a lot of great mushrooms out there. So silver is naturally occurring in the diets of people that eat mushrooms. And so they're going to wind up with some help with their immune system. And we tell people, if you got it, you're getting enough in your diet, you don't need Bionade. You don't need ZoHeal. Unfortunately, 99% of us can't go out there and find it in adequate amounts, or it's depleted of the natural constituents because of what's happened to the soils and the overuse of soils. So, but you can, there are other alternatives. I'm not saying you've got to do Bionade, you've got to do ZoHeal. Eat right. Drink lots of good water. Your body... that's why one of the things that works so great about just the water that's in Bionade, when water penetrates the aquaporin channel on the cell wall, and 99% of the water we drink will not do that, when it does, the cell will purge the toxins in it. Dr. Bob Mangale talks about what he does with water. So, if you drink a lot of water, that helps a lot, but don't overdo the water. You can overdo it. We know that. We've seen the crazy reports of people overdoing water. But the kind of water that you drink makes a difference. So that's one of the things we've got is a water that is documented and proven to penetrate the cell aquaporin, and that's in the Bionade, and this water is also in the ZoHeal. So, yes, indeed, person in the chat room, there are foods out there. Go for it. Eat good, eat right, diet, and what you think. Believe it or not, the power of the mind has an effect on these microorganisms that are wanting to destroy your body.
It really does. I can definitely attest to that. I really think that was part a very large part and parcel of my own healing process, because when you realize that you can do it, then you act upon that knowledge and you figure out a way to do it. And you just doing something, as simple as smiling, it changes the serotonin norepinephrine levels in your brain and helps in a chemical reaction to make you feel better. So even if you don't feel like smiling, if you do it, then it can actually help. But I think it's like a lifestyle change, don't you think, Elder? I mean, ultimately,
There's no
if you're going to do it by food.
Yeah, there's no doubt about it, and it's getting harder and harder, and even the farmers are up against wanting to be able to. They want to tell us, you can't grow your own garden now. So, it's continuing on and on and on. So all the more reasons why, and thank goodness that we have been blessed with technologies out there at the right time, which to me is an example that there is a divine ordering going on, despite what other people want to think. They think it's just all chaos. And that's another thing. People are thinking, world's going to end tomorrow. What's the use? So they trash the world, the earth, our Mother Earth here. They trash their bodies, and they don't care because they think, well, what's the use? We can get blown up by a nuclear explosion tomorrow. One of my favorite movies that kind of goes into that is Mind Walk. I don't know if you got a chance to see that, but it talks about it. It's way ahead of its time, talking about quantum physics and our interrelationship with everything around us. We have to understand that what we think affects others. What we say is even more powerful and affects others and ourselves. And believe it or not, what we write has a power of its own too. When it is written, it brings it into the world and manifests it in a way that is very, very powerful. So when we, whatever you want to call it, prayer or affirm or make affirmations, we speak, this is what's going to happen. I'm protected. I'm divinely protected in the state of things that we know to say. And then we say them with thankfulness. And we sing and we play and we make music about our joy and happiness, about being blessed. That right there alone, Corey, is so magical and so powerful. It even changes the people out there that are having a hard time, that are having a hard time thinking better on a higher level of consciousness.
That's a beautiful expression of the power of all of us to be able to change and enact the realities that we are experiencing in the world.
Indeed. It certainly is. Thank you so much. Well, I'm blowing my own horn. Thank you very much, Corey.
Thank you, Elder. It's been an amazing pleasure, and I've really appreciated it.
Oh, yes. It's been a very good pleasure, too, for me.
We've talked about ZioHeal and BioNA, but we haven't talked about how people can get them or find out more information about them if they want to look into it further. So can you let us know about that before I bid you adieu?
Well, sure. You know, they can find out by going to sweetremedyradio.com and learn from there. They can also go to to BioNA.com or ZioHeal.com. They can learn how to acquire it there, too, and get more in-depth information because we're constantly updating that. They can learn how they can become a member of Range Guide Networks, which is the membership, the private membership. You can only get this through a private club membership, members only. It protects the members, it protects us, and it protects the product and what we're trying to do. They can also find out ways that they can prosper by sharing the good news. In these times when people are unemployed, thousands every day are unemployed, they can find out real easy ways. It's so ridiculously simple and economic that they can get involved in helping us share this good news about BioNAID and ZioHeal. We've got a program where we have distributors. We sell it at cost pretty much to distributors out there that are helping us. We've got a program that only costs $11 to get into, for goodness sake. One time, lifetime, $11, you're in a program, and you can do the pay-forward thing. It's a program that is just dynamic. We just added that to the website just this weekend. It uses the dynamic of you. There's a story. I don't know if I've got enough time, but I'll be very quick. This person has a dream. And they're dreaming this angel takes them, and they show them this big bowl, and there's all these people standing around this huge bowl of soup, and they're starving to death. And the guy's asking, well, why are these people starving to death? There's all this food. And what's this with the big, huge spoon in their hand? I mean, there's this 12-foot spoon. What do they do with that? Well, he says, and he goes on to paraphrase it. He shows them the dynamic is that these people are starving because they're only thinking about trying to get that spoon to their own mouth. If they feed each other, pass that big spoon with a lot of soup right over the next person down there from them and feed the other, then they all, the dynamic, you see the dynamic, Corey? That's what we're doing
story,
with
Elder.
Our programs. That's what we're doing with the American, I'm the director of the American Veterans Association. I will, for disabled veterans that contact me, I will pay to get you into this program so that you don't, you're not living in a cardboard box in the woods. And we know, guys out there, gals, you're proud. You don't want a handout, but you take a hand up to get, you know, so that you could get on your feet on your own and be proud of yourself instead of just taking. So we've got so many things going on to help get broadcast what we're doing with BioNAid and ZeoHeal and water and other technologies that's on the website. And that's where you go, BioNAid, BioNAid.com. ZeoHeal is ZeoHeal.com. And it's linked there from BioNAid.com too. And you can
great.
Also give me a... Huh?
I said great.
Yeah, and you can give us a call. We have a Georgia office, 706-937-7379 from 9 to 5 Eastern time, folks. Please don't call at midnight from California. Please. So
okay, I'll try to remember that.
Yeah, because we get a rest sometimes. We get calls on the weekends, too, and a lot of times people are so desperate, Corey. We want to help. And we're so grateful. Check out Phoenix Voyage, by all means, phoenixvoyage.com. Please, folks, learn what they're doing to help us get the word out about our technology and other technologies to help. They're helping us get this into Africa and into the Indian nations, indigenous tribes here in the United States, to people all over the world. I'm so grateful for what they're doing, too. So there's so many ways. And you, too. There you are, sweetremedyradio.com. Thank you, Corey. God bless you. Thank you so much for all the good work that you are doing.
Oh, thank you so much, Elder. And thank you so much for being on Sweet Remedy Radio tonight. It's really been a pleasure talking with you. Thank you so much. Good night.
Good night.
Next week on Sweet Remedy Radio, I'll be talking with Howard Glasser, founder of the Nurtured Heart Approach, which considers the idea of treating ADD and ADHD without drugs. Well, he has a new book out. This one is subtitled Igniting the Fires of Greatness Within You, and its title is, get this, You Are Oprah. And I am very excited to be talking with Howie next Tuesday night at 7 p.m. Pacific, 10 p.m. Eastern, right here to help ignite the fires of greatness within you. Go to sweetremedyradio.com for a link to listen live. That's 7 p.m. Pacific, 10 p.m. Eastern next Tuesday night. And until then, have a wonderful, wonderful week, everybody. Good night.